If so, what was she to do about that? There was at least one thing she did know from her time in Caliber and Sturgis. The meaning of the symbols writ upon the door was unfound.
Time's almost up. Hurry.
The next day, her tears began. 9. There were still plenty of bushes behind which she could go to do her necessary, and cry her tears when she could no longer hold them back. But the land continued to flatten and open. Around noon of their second full day on the road, Susanna saw what she had first thought was a cloud shadow moving across the land far up ahead, only the sky above was solid blue from horizon to horizon. Then the great dark patch began to veer in a very uncloud-like way. She caught her breath and brought her little electric scooter to a stop.
"Roland," she said, "yonder's a herd of buffalo, or maybe they're bison, sure as death and taxes."
"Aye, do you say so?" Roland asked with only passing interest. "We called them Bannock in the long ago. It's a good-sized herd." Patrick was standing in the back of Hofat too, sketching madly. He switched his grip on the pencil he was using, now holding the yellow barrel against his palm and shading with the tip. She could almost smell the dust boiling up from the herd as he shaded it with his pencil. Although it seemed to her that he'd taken the liberty of moving the herd 5 or even 10 miles closer, unless his vision was a good deal sharper than her own. That, she supposed, was entirely possible. In any case, her eyes had adjusted and she could see them better herself, their great shaggy heads, even their black eyes.
"There hasn't been a herd of buffalo that size in America for almost 100 years, she said.
"Aye, still only polite interest, but they're in plenty here, I should say.